Welcome to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service. Many around the world are gearing up for one of the most important days of the year, Christmas. But for some people, they've been planning this event for quite some time.
So we get January and February out of the way, and then really it's straight back at it in the spring.
Central London's cold winter nights are lit up by the glittering Christmas lights adorning so many of the roads in the capital. The main shopping area has millions of tourists and locals alike, flocking to buy presents and admiring the sparkling displays. I'm Andrea Kidd, and I'm finding out what goes into creating the Christmas windows at one of Oxford Street's flagship stores, Selfridges.
It's magical, actually. It's quite nice to know that whilst everyone's so busy rushing by, we're creating these beautiful displays.
It's surprisingly warm at the beginning of October as I walk to their headquarters behind the store. Through a labyrinth of stairways and corridors, passing pallets of glassware, vases and the odd mannequin, I start to notice boxes piled high with colourful tinsel and baubles and multicoloured glitter all over the floor, showing that I'm headed in the right direction for the creative presentation office. I'm here to meet Bobby Tree, the senior lead of the windows team, the people responsible for the design, production and styling. She reveals to me the secret theme of this year's windows.
The theme this year is more the merrier, maximalism, and all about clashing textures, clashing patterns, prints. So usually we start with really broad research on the theme. And what we landed on for this scheme is the idea of grottos. It's a natural or man-made cave by the sea. And what makes up a grotto? So you can have man-made grottos, natural grottos. And then from that, really high-octane grottos full of lights, animation and technicolour.
You mentioned technicolour, and we're in one of your meeting rooms. There's so many colours popping. On the desk in front of us, we have got a huge range of different sparkles, from emerald green, bright blues and vibrant reds, jewels to baubles.
Key to this year is embellishment, tying into the more the merrier theme. So we're looking at how we can embellish absolutely everything within the windows, so everything twinkles and sparkles. So here you have a small-scale sample of a plinth that's been designed to look like stones within the window.
Not just stones, these are silver stones.
Magical silver stones that you see in window 15 there. This is just us experimenting with the textures and materials with our suppliers and makers. There's quite a big sampling process getting those textures right. It's really when you start looking at the physical samples, they get really exciting. It's the best bit about the project.
So you've got lots and lots of mood boards on the walls, and they're all very colourful, lots of pictures, lots of ideas, lots of fabrics. Even the tape that's holding up the mood boards is multicoloured.
Yes. We tend to find that adding stuff to the walls as we go through the process really helps get everybody excited about the project. Some of these materials aren't necessarily right, but it's at the start of conversations. It's having that conversation. Those green materials you can see there, they're not right, but we're just popping everything up. And it's those small details that actually help the windows come to life. So this is a lovely sample of tufting that's going to go into window 2. We've been working with a tufting artist on this, looking at all the different materials he can get through a tufting gun, which has been really good fun.
This material is so tactile.
It's gifting ribbon, wool, actual ribbon. And then they're just at varying lengths and looped back in.
Christmas is a spiritual time for a lot of people, but it can also be a time of great excess. How do you work sustainability into the process?
So for all our window schemes, we look at how we can donate and reuse elements from the windows. We often gift to hospitals where they're trying to make a space feel more bright, schools, theatre clubs. And then we recycle as much as possible. And we also reuse either in our other stores or in our own stores.
How many times have you produced the Christmas windows?
This is my 6th year, going into my 7th, so 6.
Does it get any easier?
No.
Christmas comes early in London, a and the festive lights are due to be turned on in Oxford Street on the 5th of November. So what's Bobby's deadline?
The launch is the 4th of November.
Which is just over a month's time.
Yes. So we really need to be pressing go on all production at this stage.
How are you feeling about that? Any sleepless nights yet?
There's always a level of sleepless nights during this two-week phase where we're really making those final tweaks depending on costings, materials, slight layout changes before we go into full production. We don't have as much time in production as we would like, so it is feeling a little bit tense, I must say.
Bobby invites me to sit in on the Windows planning meeting, focusing on the technical drawings and embellishments.
Hi, I'm Alexa. I'm the Windows production manager.
I'm Louise, the window styling and prop manager.
I'm Christina, the prop assistant.
I'm Taylor, the window stylist.
So window 4 is our feasting window, and this one is set within a grotto, completely gold, full of stalactites and stalagmites.
We had quite a lot of feedback on how the stalactites and stalagmites are sort of arranged. They were very sort of separate from each other and quite far back, so we want them to be more clusters, a bit fuller. We've added some, so we're going to get a revised tech drawing.
And then where we weren't happy with the metallics, we've just given the colours on those three colours, the kind of more pinky colours on that mood board there. But I'm not sure.
Yeah. For the food, that would be red lobster. And we've got the big beads are maybe a bit too big, but we've got coming full diamond fake gems that are red that are smaller than that. And we've also got more red sequins coming.
Lovely. I love how fine it goes, like a dust. If you want to add more mm-hmm. elements, yeah, definitely.
We're thinking prawns, mince pies. Not carrots.
We did metallic carrots last time. They were really lovely. But we don't have to.
Only because I couldn't quite... The mix of things wasn't quite fitting. Mm. Like the lobster and the prawns make sense together.
Yes.
And then a carrot doesn't quite sit well. So I don't know whether we keep it either all veg. We've kind of gone down this avenue now.
What about a Christmas cocktail? It was a Selfridges cocktail.
And then you could get a little... Glass.
Or like an olive in it or something, like a martini. Yes.
That would be really great. Imagine a cocktail glass filled with those leaves.
That'd be lovely.
That'd be really nice. And like even like an orange slice coming off it.
Yeah.
During the meeting, there's talk of mesh fabrics and painted mirror floor mosaics, the crocheted rotating Christmas trees of window 14, the neon disco of window 17, and the spinning gold fountain and shaggy red curtain interwoven with stars, bells and fairy lights of window 19. Bobby then reveals the big corner window 20 to the team.
Has everybody seen window 20? It's a bit of a late addition to the party.
Surprise!
So we're going to have this starburst in window 20. It's going to be a really dense installation of stars. And Alexa had the great idea of going to all our different makers and asking them to produce stars in different scales. So this will be a real culmination of the window run in the star treatment, in that we'll have some crochet, some mirror, some fake glass, some patchwork. And then the floor, we want to try and make that feel really messy, like someone's chucked a load of glitter on it. I won't be clearing it up.
Department store Christmas windows have become part of the joy, tradition and nostalgia of this time of year. It's believed that the first Christmas windows started at Macy's in New York 150 years ago. Now, across the world, David Jones in Sydney is having a very wombat Christmas in their windows, while the Galerie Lafayette in Paris is using recycled materials and lights, symbolising the French capital, to celebrate 130 years of their Christmas displays. Meanwhile, back in London, Selfridges started their tradition over 100 years ago. And today, the Windows team are bringing their More the Merrier theme to life with 5 kilometres of garland, 15,000 LED lights and 36,000 baubles. This year, the theme has been inspired by the maximalist and colourful style of the renowned British sculptor, jeweller and performance artist Andrew Logan. And as well as collaborating with Andrew on the Oxford Street windows, they've also invited two others to put their own stamp on the theme, taking over windows at the sides of the building. Italian artist Flaminia Veronese is working on three windows along Orchard Street, while Scottish artist and Loverboy creative director Charles Jeffrey is creating three for the Duke Street side. Charles's clothes draw on his Scottish culture and heritage, and have been worn by the likes of pop stars Harry Styles, Troy Sivan, J Hope and Cardi B. Today, he's continuing that legacy for his windows, using one of Scotland's most iconic mythical creatures.
We decided to do a story of one of our mascots, which is the Loch Ness Monster. So we've got one room that's got the heads, one room that's got the tails, and then one room in the middle that's got like the bodies.
I head out by train to southeast London to meet Charles and Bobby as they make a site visit to Millington Associates, who are transforming Charles's ideas into reality. The builds for Nessie and their family have just been made, so it's time to decide on the materials to cover them.
It's amazing to see it all happening live.
I know, I've literally got goosebumps. It's so cool to see it in real life.
Do you have like a glitter that you can mix through the paint or something?
Some of them are painted and then they're clad with bits of Christmas kind of iconography, so things like tinsel and baubles and actual kind of Christmas trees themselves and lights.
So we've got various different fake furs. What we wanted to do for this window was to have total kind of like rouged effect, but then having these mad sort of offshoots that looked a bit trippy or kind of ravey, painterly. So we wanted to apply that because the whole kind of idea is that they're all very textured. It relates to that kind of Loch Ness Monster vibe.
Is it possible, and Charles, I don't know what you think, if some of these yellow bits are like a gold or yellow tinsel as well as the fur?
Yeah.
Let's see what you think.
Have we got any of that here? Like the tinsel?
Should we have a look at?
And then the circles, are these going to be created with the baubles?
Yes, that's the idea.
I think that clusters would be nice.
Yeah.
It's like doing Christmas in a... It's like if an aliens come down and try to do Christmas in their own way. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't really know what they're doing. Yeah. So it's sort of like doing everything in a slightly unconventional way. I think that feels right. Okay.
Cool. Happy?
Nice. Yeah,
yes.
So happy. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so impressed. Like, everyone's done such an amazing job.
Well, everyone's loving it.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
You're listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service. Behind the scenes at Selfridges, as they prepare to reveal their famous Christmas windows to the world. Back at the Oxford Street base, I meet creative director Laura Weir, ahead of her update meeting with Bobby.
I have been known just to sort of loiter. You'll see me. You'll see me during the run-up to Christmas just hanging out on Oxford Street because I love nothing more than just watching people, watching the windows, taking in that Christmas joy, seeing all of the team's hard work come to life and have the impact that the creative is designed to have, which is to move people. It's about creating a feeling, an emotion. It's about building a connection with something on a level of fantasy. And that's really what we can hope for, is that people will see the windows, they will be left with memories and they will be left with experience that then they'll go and share with their families or they'll remember for years to come.
What have you been discussing over the past few weeks?
I've been talking a lot about how far forward are our Christmas designs, you know, how immediate do they feel when you will walk past the windows, and at what level will we be able to see things? If there's movement in the windows, will a child be able to have that in their sight lines?
Now, window 20 is still to be signed off. This is the one with the starburst and the glitter floor. Do you like the idea for that one, as you've seen so far?
I love it. I have full faith in the team, and I can't wait to see the final renders, which is going to happen really shortly.
I'm sure Bobby will be very relieved to hear that.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So this is a bit of a broad update of where we're at. First slide, we've got just a bit of an overview on some of the builds of where we've incorporated feedback from previous creative reviews in terms of the technical stages.
Yeah.
So top left, we've brought all of the build forward into the window, so we've got that depth of scale. So you'll have that lovely feasting moment quite close to the glass there.
Right.
Then on the bottom left with the fountain, we've increased the scale of that fountain so it feels really impactful in the window.
Brilliant, because we were talking about how important it is to make sure that the windows feel immediate, weren't we? So thank you for taking the feedback on board and developing the renders. So this, the fountain, is that going to be moving?
Yes. Yeah. So the fountain spinning will have beauty product inside there. We're going to have this amazing mixed media curtain framing the fountain. And then those stars will be Andrew Logan stars hanging within the curtain.
Great. And we've got enough fairy lights?
There's fairy lights. I hope we've got enough. Yes, we keep ordering more each day. And then looking at window 20. So we're really excited about this one. This is going to be a culmination of all of the artists and makers we've worked with across the window run in one window. So we've got around 70 to 80 stars being produced here. We're going to have additional painted stars on the glass. The floor will be glitter, but we'll have additional piles of loose glitter as if sort of starbursts have dropped in the window.
Do you think we need the painted on the window if we've got a nice, rich, hanging selection in the window?
The reason we were looking into the painted glass was so it felt as immersive as possible. So you've got all the different layers of stars, but we can review when the vinyl comes down, and if it feels unnecessary, we can just drop that.
Great work, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Looks so good.
Looks so good.
Before I leave the building, I put my head around the door where people are busy embellishing the creatures. I can see the red bejeweled lobsters for the feasting window, who've been joined by emerald green frogs, silver mice, and sequin squirrels, along with pink prawns and shimmering mushrooms that'll go inside the grottos. The team are now going into their installation weeks, de-rigging what's already in the windows and replacing it with the grotto builds before decorating them. It's a 24-hour operation, with a day and a night team preparing for the big transformation. It's the 31st of October, it's Halloween, but today it's all about Christmas. The windows around Selfridges have been covered up with what looks like thick, dark vinyl, as the team are now setting up their Christmas grotto, hidden from public view. I've been asked to get here for 8 a.m, so we can get in and talk before the shop opens at 10 o'clock. There's a huge, beautiful mirror. And actually, it's behind the mirror where I'm actually headed. This is the secret way that nobody knows about into the windows. So I'm not allowed to go any further without taking my shoes off. So I've got my socks on. I'm going through this doorway. Hello.
Hello.
So this is the emerald green grotto, and it's definitely headed that way. Everywhere I look, there is sparkling green on the walls, on the floor. And in front of me, Alexa and Sydney are up a ladder in front of some neon hangings. What are you up to?
So we're currently trying to adjust the colour of the LED neon rope, if we can get into the box. Yeah.
How much room have you got to work in? Because it looks like it's only sort of about 7 foot, maybe less than 3 metres.
Yeah, it's tricky at this stage because there's so much in the windows already, so you're constantly having to push things out of the way and navigate around all of the props in here. So yeah, we haven't got very much space at all.
It's quite dark as well. I mean, you're working on the neons, but because all the windows are blocked up,
There's
very little light. You can see why you're going to need the snagging to see actually what it looks like.
Exactly. I mean, what's actually quite helpful is you can see the reflection in the glass. So, yeah, that's kind of as best you get.
There's more of a minty green.
Yeah. So okay, maybe like, that's quite
bit,
nice.
It's a bit lighter. It's like a light green.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about that?
I leave Alexa and Sydney, getting the exact right shade of green for the neons. While the store is still closed for shoppers, this is the moment where the windows team can get all the materials they need, because once the store is open, that's no longer an option. They've got another hour or so. It feels very weird walking through a department store in central London with my socks on. And here's Bobby's just turned up. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we're going along to the next big mirror. Good morning, hi Lou.
Hello, good morning.
What window is this one?
This is our window 4, which is our feasting window.
I'm going past a box that is full of glittering mince pies.
that look absolutely gorgeous, but I don't think I'd want to eat one. Right, just going to squeeze through here.
Yes, do be careful of our...
There's not much room in here, is there?
No.
We've got stalactites from the ceiling, and the table is heaving with food. I can see the little prawns that we saw upstairs in the creature room being made. They are hanging off the side of cocktail glasses.
Instead of them just kind of sitting in an empty glass, we want to make more of a story with that. So we're going to be creating more of a actual prawn cocktail with some lettuce and a glittered prawn sauce.
Ah, there's the lobsters on the very, very top. And then above us, you've got streamers of tinsel that have been covered in different lights, and a gold background and a glittery gold floor.
Which is like gold leafed as well. And all of the stalactites we have embellished ourselves within the window.
So Taylor is now just joining us. She's also just climbed over the golden boulder that's by the doorway.
It's quite magical, actually. It's quite nice to know that whilst everyone's so busy rushing by, we're creating these beautiful displays and there's so many people involved, and it's almost like an unexpected little bit of magic.
I'm going to leave you feasting, if I can figure out how to climb over that boulder without actually destroying any of your beautiful presentation.
It's now the 4th of November. The coverings have come off and the windows can be seen for the first time. Father Christmas, Santa Claus, has arrived, along with a lot of press. Charles Jeffrey's Loch Ness Monster windows are delighting people around the corner. While on Oxford Street, I can see Andrew Logan, the artist whose maximalist style has inspired the look of the windows. He's travelled from his studio in Wales and is seeing the displays for the first time.
I'm very thrilled. I had said very, very bright, and which they have followed, which is wonderful. Because to me, colour is the essence of life.
What do you want shoppers to get out of seeing windows like this that have been inspired by your art?
Well, my message my whole life has been joy. If I can make people smile even for a minute, I've achieved a lifetime.
A lot of this work and the work that you do, you would see in a gallery, but here we are in front of a shop window.
Art is life. Life is art. It's for everyone. Every community, there should be art. And to have it in the window is fantastic.
I can see Bobby and Laura Weir looking intently at the windows. This is the first morning that they've actually been able to see them for the first time, as the public will see them. And looking at the Emerald Grotto, what are you seeing? What are you changing?
Really small things that hopefully the customer would never see. So we've had some lighting lowered. We've had some styling tweaks, so these shoes came forward in the window. The dress needs tweaking. Some of the mushrooms needed repositioning, so they're visible to the customer.
I was going to ask if, when you're doing the snagging, you have to sneak in the dead of night, or whether you can do it with people watching. But as I speak, I can see somebody with a dustpan and brush behind the Christmas tree.
Usually we stop at 10 for trade. On Christmas, we make some exceptions because, you know, it's such a lot of work. There are always things that need looking at a bit later. So we'll turn a blind eye just this once.
Let's head to window 20, because window 20 was one that only 2 weeks ago I was hearing you discuss, because this hadn't actually been signed off.
Yes, quite late, later than we'd like. So we've got some of Andrew Logan's stars that have come from Southwark Cathedral. We've got some tufting stars, we've got crochet stars, tapestry, spray-painted, neons.
And a huge 12-foot star rotating in the middle that you haven't mentioned yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that one, that giant star. So we'd like to add some more texture into the floor. We'd like some piles of glitter under each star as if dropped by the star. So that would be our next step, and that will add a bit more elevation to the window.
What colour glitter does it need to be?
Gold.
Laura, what are your thoughts on this window? What do you feel it needs?
What's really interesting is I walked the windows really early this morning and the sun wasn't shining, and so it looked a lot darker. And now we've approached and the sun is streaming in and it's given it a completely different dimension. You know, the sunlight's really making the sparkle come to life on the floor. And as the stars turn, they're catching the light. So I think Bobby's adjustment of adding more interest to the floor is probably all it needs now to make it truly, truly sing.
The Christmas lights get turned on tomorrow night, so everything had to be ready by tomorrow.
So that was your deadline?
Yes, we've made it. We're there. It's Christmas.
So what do the shoppers in London think of these new Christmas windows?
My name is Norte from the United States. It's really pretty. I haven't seen anything like this before. Really gorgeous.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm also from the United States. What my favorite thing about the windows is that they're very creative and unique, and they're different because they're not like the usual red, white colors of Christmas. It's like very vibrant.
Hello, I'm Valentine. I come from Paris to see the beautiful show windows in London. It's beautiful.
Hi, my name is Dal Mahbub. I'm from Kuwait. I'm here on vacation. The displays are amazing. They're beautiful. Everything is such a Christmas spirit, a holiday spirit. The green is amazing. The colors, the pink. It's a 10 out of 10 for me.
What's the reveal moment like for you? How do you feel in this moment?
Now the vinyl wrap's come down, I feel relieved, happy, overjoyed, really proud of the team and all the hard work.
Can you take a break after this?
I hope so. A little break, a coffee break.
I hope they enjoy that short break until Christmas planning starts again in the new year. You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service, going behind the scenes at Selfridge's Christmas windows. The programme was presented and produced by me, Andrea Kidd.